This is Passport to Texas. Nature happens, but state parks take work. And our state park guide, Brian Frazier, says last year, volunteers donated the equivalent of $9 million in labor to help keep state parks humming.
We rely really heavily on our volunteer workforce. Whether you're talking about our friends groups, our partner groups, nonprofit, we have some more than 50 of those across the state of Texas for our state parks. We also have lots of individuals. In fact, if you put a pencil to it, you're talking about more than 250 full-time employee equivalents. We don't have to fund because of the volunteers that show up. And that's everything from trail maintenance and trail building to clearing brush to working in the front office to even our park hosts that come and stay with us for several weeks, and in exchange for 20 to 40 hours of week of work, we give them a free campsite. A lot of times it's a full hookup campsite. And we really couldn't run our park system without our volunteers.
How do they go about volunteering?
There is a link on our website at texasstateparks.org, and there's volunteers, and you can click on that. It has all of our information, or you can call on the phone and talk to our volunteer coordinator for state parks, Lori Riley, 512-389-4746, and that'll get the ball rolling.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, building dependable, reliable trucks for more than 90 years. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.